The breath only exists in this very moment. It doesn't exist in the past, and it doesn't exist in the future. It exists right now. And so if we are in contact with the breath, then we are in contact with the present moment. It's a valuable place to be because it's the only place that we can do this kind of work. It's the only place we can make real change. And so grounding yourself in the breath, either finding a touch point around the nostrils or experiencing the expansion and contraction of the torso. But bringing the breath with us into this brief visualization that we're going to do. And when we're through, we'll return back to the breath. Following all the way in and all the way out. And now with the breath as a friend standing beside you, see yourself being born. See yourself as an infant right in front of you. Don't need to pay too much attention to what's realistic and what's not. The point is that you're acknowledging that you were born. And now moving ahead 5 years and see yourself as 5 years old. Doing something that you would do as a five-year-old. Playing in the front yard, eating breakfast, going to kindergarten. Moving ahead 5 years to 10 years old. Maybe you're in fifth grade, maybe playing tetherball, kickball. Moving ahead now to 15 years old. In high school. Maybe ditching class, maybe doing something your parents wouldn't approve of, maybe getting into your first serious relationship. Moving ahead to 20 years old. Just see what you look like, what the body feels like, if something notable happened to you at that age or is happening to you, then see that, but just find a way to connect with what it would be like to be that age. Moving ahead to 25. Where were we, or where do we see ourselves? Thirty years old. What's changed, what hasn't? Take taking a moment to reflect back, seeing that 5-year-old for a moment. Now seeing ourselves at 30, maybe in some kind of a profession, maybe in some kind of a relationship, maybe just eating food. It doesn't really have to be anything major. This is just about touching into the process, jumping ahead to 35. Just a snapshot, standing in the kitchen, traveling to another country. Coming to 40. If you get caught up in a bunch of stories, in a bunch of wishes or internal fighting, don't worry about that. Just snapshots. My life at 40. Moving to 45 now. Into middle age. Maybe the body feels a little bit different than it used to. Maybe it doesn't heal quite as quickly. Maybe there's some soreness and tenderness. Maybe we're still having a ball, it just depends on you. Moving into 50. Has our weight changed, our height changed, our eye color? We're wearing glasses now. Just see yourself at 50, shifting into 55. From 55 to 60. Some places would consider that senior citizen status. The hair going gray a little bit. Hair thinning a little bit. Age 65. What does it feel like to breathe with 65-year-old lungs? Age 70. Most cultures would refer to this as elderly. What does it feel like to walk with 70-year-old legs? Breathing now with 75-year-old lungs. Knowing that it's increasingly likely at this point that sickness makes its way into our life in a notable way. It's not about fear, it's just about acknowledging that when we are born, that old age, sickness and death are part and parcel of the life experience of this human existence. Moving from 75 into 80 now. What does 80-year-old you look like? Does it look like your grandma or grandpa? Is it a little bit different? See your hair. See your eyes and the wrinkles on your face. 80 to 85. Maybe there's been some sickness around for a while now. Breathing with 80-year-old lungs a little bit more difficult than breathing with 20-year-old lungs. And now seeing ourselves as 90 years old. Reflecting back on our life and all the things that we've amassed, all the people whose lives we've touched. What transition has occurred from 5 to 20 to 40 to 60, now 90 years old. And maybe for the last time, you get sick. And it's time to let go of this life, of this process that we call I. And knowing in this moment that we're not taking all of these things with us. We're staying here in this world. And all we have are the actions and the results of our actions that live on in the mind. And so as we're passing, bringing the mind to the breath, bringing the mind into a place of peace, focusing on the in and the out breath. Any aches and pains in the body, just knowing that they're there. Sending the breath to meet them. Saying, yes, I see you, pain. Yes, I acknowledge you, itch, heat, sweat, tingling, vibration. In this moment, everything in the body is welcome. Each moment we live an entire life. All the phenomena in our body arise and pass away. And we have a choice to identify with them, to say that this is I, me, and mine. So when they pass away, we mourn and we grieve because we think we're passing away too. Or we can see sensations in the body and thoughts in the mind for what they are. Inconstant, unsatisfying, and without intrinsic essence. Most of the time when we say, I can't be with this, I can't feel this, it's because some part of us thinks it will never end. And the beauty of this practice of sitting and watching is that this beautiful gem arises in the mind, which is that all of it ends. All of it arises. All of it passes. And if we know this, if we know that this pain, if we know that this memory, if we know that this feeling is just arising so that it can pass away, can we just be with it? Can we see it as non-threatening? Can we give it the space it needs? Anchoring the mind in the breath, knowing that the breath spreads to every single part of the body. And if you have the capacity to open your awareness, to feel the breath from head to toe, then do that. If the mind is happy and settled at one point, either at the nostrils or at the torso, then leave it there. And just follow the breath all the way in and all the way out. Whenever the mind wanders, gently, patiently bringing it back to the object of meditation. Over and over again, returning into the breath. In these final moments of the practice, turning our mind, opening our heart to the possibility that the reason we gather here, that the reason we spend time thinking about what most people try to hide away in their subconscious, the reason that we sit here with pain and pleasure, not generating aversion, not generating craving. The reason that we ground ourselves in the breath and in the present moment is because we wish ourselves greater peace. We wish ourselves happiness. Because we're being generous with ourselves in this moment. And what's so wonderful about this kind of generosity is that through being generous to ourselves, through bringing ourselves closer to peace and awareness, we are creating such a state around us that everybody who spends time with us will be positively impacted by the changes that we make. It's a two for one. Generosity to oneself and generosity to others. The sound of the bell echoes the truth of impermanence.